Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1125, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so an interesting thing, of course, we're in the middle of Shinoi Mokoim. Okay, so I just want to explain something. We're trying to go in conjunction with, we have our group in writing, where we do the writing and we write out actually, and I'm trying to keep it Bezras Hashem in conjunction with the same shiurim. In other words, let's say, like, for example, today we put out shiur number 277, in the writing. So today is shiur number 1125 will be basically the same thing. We're trying to keep it the same, making it a lot easier, makes it easier for myself. And I think for those of us who are on both groups, I know some people are on the writing group also, which just makes it a little bit easier to understand. You have both the writing and we explain what it's all about. Okay, so what we spoke about today was a very interesting thing. I just want to talk about that the Mechaber, you know, a lot of times the Bnei Sfard will ask, you know, especially in Shabbos, are the halachas different for, you know, for Sfardim, for the Bnei Sfard, and for Ashkenaz, how does it work, are there changes? So in general, most of the time it's the same, but there are little changes here and there. But this Shinoi Makam, the halachas of Shinoi Makam, very interesting. It's very interesting to note, which I wanted to bring out, that the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, which is, you know, who the Bnei Sfard go with most of the time anyways, the Mechaber and the Ramah, there is a major machlokes between the two. The Mechaber has a totally different shita actually from the Rambam in Shinoi Makim. Okay, so just we'll explain, then we'll see how we go. But the Mechaber's shita actually is how he starts out in Kuf Ayin Ches, and that is that, again, you know, going with the Rambam, that if somebody leaves, or even he says a lashon, very interesting lashon over there, that the lepesach besa, he just goes mamish to the house of his, to the door of his house, which is mamish, you know, for a second outside or whatever the case is, which is many poskim hold like that, including the Mishnah Berurah. If you just go out for a second or two, you're ready, mamish have shinei makom. Okay, but that's a separate discussion. We're not getting into that right now. But the Mechaber says, if there's a real shinei makom, right? So the Mechaber, the lashon of the Mechaber is like this, that tzarech levar. You have to make an after bracha actually. And actually, the Be'er Heitiv explains lamafreya mashachol that he says like this: Tapirish lechatchila tzarich levarach berachas amazin. You have to make berachas amazin koydim sheyaka before you actually leave. But the lashon of Mechaber goes on further and says v'choizim levarach. Then you go back and after you bet. In other words, let's say a person left right now when they come back. Really, you have to make a bench before you leave. But I didn't. Whatever. Okay, so now I'm coming back. Right. So v'choizim levarach. But so I have the person has to bench lefi the Mechaber and. And then after he benches, let's say, or makes the alamichya, then he makes a new hamoitzi. Very interesting. Afterwards, he continues on with the meal. Okay, we're not going to get, I don't want to get too much into it, but it's a very interesting. And the Bir Halach actually goes on to explain if he even have to wash again, to wash without a bracha, if you were mamish, if a person was Musiach Daitai, so he has to wash with the bracha. Okay, but be it as it may, the sheet of the Mechaber is mamish that you have to make the after bracha first, and then you continue with the meal or whatever it is that you were eating. Okay, so now, but the Ramah holds, which we've been talking about, we've been going in conjunction with the Ramah holds totally different, that when we talk about Shinoi Makom, it does not apply to bread, it doesn't apply to, mizonos, which these type of things, which we've been talking about, the grains, right, the five grains and so on. The Ramah just holds that it goes with the Adama, right? A Shahakal Adama or a Ha'etz. And in conjunction with everything we've explained in the Mishnah Berurah, but I just wanted to bring out the point that there is a major machlokes over here. Lefid Mechaber, Mamish, whether a person's eating bread, whether a person's eating Mezainas. You have to come back, you have to Mamish make a new bracha. And not just that, but even to make the after bracha first and then the new bracha. Okay, it's a whole complicated issue how it works. But be it as it may, so there are it's really some machlokes as to how the Bnei Sfarad Paskin in this case, and there are quite a number of Paskim that Taka say that in this case the Bnei Sfarad will go with the Ramah, that they actually go with the Ramah. So, but Lamaisa, the bottom line is the Kafa Chaim actually, who's from the major Sfaradish Paskim, and even Ashkenazim go with him many times. He says like this, interesting, the Dirshu brings him down in Ois 3, Ois number 3 in Kufayin Ches. And he says, Lemaisa, that B'shem Dechelef HaChesed La'alofim, Yafa Lalev, Ben Ishchai, also Sfarad Shepaiskim. So he says, Sheyachmiru Shaloy Leverach, that one should be careful not to go with the Mechaber, not to go with, you know, the Mechaber, Kasher Ladas Ramah, in other words, to go with the Ramah in this case. Fa'af B'nei Sfarad, he says. And this is how the Dirshuvi brings it down. Eim Mevarech HaMishim, because of the fact that Safik Brachas Lahakal, it's a major Safik Brachas Lahakal over here. Af Makim Shalach Rois HaShulchan Aruch Mevarech, even though the Shulchan Aruch tells you to make the Bracha. So that's an interesting point. There are those others who says if it's not going to be Bracha Levatala, whatever the case is, possibly Yego, but I don't want to get into the whole thing right now. But L'maisir HaMoshe, the Igris Moshe brings out, Sheyachmir Kishtei Shitis, one should be careful for both, be choishish for both shitas. V'yir shaloi yagil day kula lefnei lefi achas me'ashitas. In other words, bottom line is to try and bench or make the bracha achroina before one leaves. Because of the fact others want to say possibly the Bnei Sfarad will go with the Mechab, but the bottom line is he says like this, Valken Kasa, not this is others talking, not the Shivus Shivus Arletzian and so on, others, not the Igris Moshe, but the bottom line is they say, Valken Kasev Kesha Ochal Keshir Yivarech, when a person eats the shir, the right amount, one should be careful to make, especially if somebody's from the Bnei Sfarad, right, they should make, be careful even more so to Yivarech Brach Achrein, to make the Brach Achrein of Lefnei Shiyatzev Yishav, Vivarech Shenis B'makam Hasheni, and make the make a bracha in the other place, or when you come back, then you make the bracha. But before you leave, make sure to make the bracha achrona. Like this, you get yourself out of all machloikas. Okay, but bottom line is, if somebody comes back, even from the Bnei Sfarad, somebody does come back, they had to run out, they did run out, whatever the case is, of course, by when it comes to bread or mezonos, and we said it was a question on the Shivus Aminim, but for sure, bread and mezonos, you know, cookies, cake, breads, matzo, all these type of things, when you come back, definitely, because of the major Safik bracha, one would not remake the bracha. But it's an important thing, I just wanted to point it out, the importance of how the place can bring down, that one should be careful, Bnei Sfarad, and even the Bnei Ashkenaz, even the Bnei Ashkenaz, to be very careful because of the fact that it's a major, major machlokes over here. We do go with the Ramah, the Bnei Ashkenaz, and even the Bnei Sfarad, according to many Poskim, like the Kaf HaChayim mentioned and others. But one should be extremely careful because of this machlokes, like the Ramah she brings down in the Tshuva. By the way, that Tshuva is found in Chelek Hei, Simen Tezayin, Ois Yud, said that one should be careful. He said, Yachmir Kashay Shtei Hashitas. I'm sorry, one should be machmir like the two Shitas, in other words, like the Mechaber, like the Ramah, and how do you do that? To be careful, to make the afterbrach, to try as much as possible, to try and finish and make the afterbrach, and then when you have to eat in the other place, or you come back to eat, if your person has to go out, to be careful to make the afterbrach, and then come back, and whenever it is you come back, do what you have to do. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Even though we did talk about a little bit in the past, and especially the Bnei Ashkenaz, if a person is just running out for a second or two, and by benching, so then they would not bench. But one should be careful, you know, to keep in mind both of these shittas, and as much as possible to finish and to just make the after bracha before they leave, and then when they come back, to make a bracha again. That's how they bring it back down, especially the Bnei Sfarad, because of the Shulchan Aruch, how he goes with this whole halacha. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tuv.